So when you sailed in 44, what was that like? What kind of experience did you
have? Oh, that was great. My first trip is where I got a combat ribbon.
So you were in the war zone.
Yeah, exactly. I was in the Atlantic war zone and the Mediterranean and Middle East, they called it.
Yeah.
That's what the two medals were.
Right.
I got the combat bar my first trip, where I saw actual combat. We were in a convoy in 44, and during March, we went into the Mediterranean, and the ships, the convoys were being regularly bombed. And we were also, our turn came up, and I was the, we had three radio operators, so we had three around-the-clock, around-the-clock,
Operators?
operators,
Yeah.
yeah. And I was the second radio operator. Second radio operator worked from 12 to 4 during the day and midnight to 4 a.m. at night. You had two jobs, you know.
Yep.
So it was still dark, and I just finished my stint from the 12 to 4, and that's when I saw the alarm went off. They were being bombed, and I could see this long convoy, and I saw the tracer bullets coming up, you know, and they were coming closer and closer to my ship. When the planes came over my ship, I couldn't see any airplanes. But my ship had these big guns, the two big guns, the 3.5 or 5-inch guns, fore and aft, you know. And when they went off with a flame and a loud bang, you know. And my ship got credit for shooting one of the planes down. So everybody in the ship got a combat bar. But they didn't give a combat medal.
Yeah.
I got a medal for the Atlantic war zone and one for the Mediterranean, which was the same one, the Mediterranean Middle East thing. And we
Yeah.
went over, yeah, we went to Algiers and